Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we're delighted to be with you.
You know, this is such a energetically, profoundly powerful moment that, of course, this week we need to discuss authenticity, ascension, and politics. And I love calling this the triple play of exploding energy, because that's really what's happening on our planet right now. And you know, I giggle because whether you're feeling the burn or noticing this vast rise of positive or negative energy, bottom line, guys, this is the moment to pay attention to the truth of what it means to be authentic. And Shri, I think before we go any further, we should talk about the two new videos we just posted. I mean, they're fresh off the presses.
Oh, the ink isn't even dry.
Actually, it's dry ink. But guys, look, make a note. Official Shri and Kira. That's our YouTube channel. Official Shri and Kira. We just posted, I mean, within the past hour, these are like sizzling hot. Two new videos, and these are in response to, I mean, the overwhelming amount of emails that we're getting. One of them is called March 20th, 2016, Second Wave Ascension, New Revelations. Guys, please, please, please go watch this video. The second one is a really profound, I call it a 7-minute solution. It's a very wisdom-filled video. It features only Shri Ramka, and it's called 2016 Ascension Energy Interference. Two very powerful videos at Official Shri and Kira at YouTube, just posted, and they tie into today's subject. You know, Shri, I was giggling when I looked at our show and went, wow, you know, we've arrived. I think humanity has arrived at this moment where the word authentic has actually found its way into the mainstream, especially when you talk about American politics. Yet, you know, is this a good thing or not? Because there is a lot of manipulation energy going on, and this kind of triple play of exploding energy is you know, assisted by a twinning earth, the Kali Yuga, and in many ways, I feel like the Kali Yuga is really laughing, is really having its way with us right now.
Well, the energy of the Kali Yuga is infiltrating all forms of activity, and we're not here to say anything other than smile. Smile.
Well, I think we're here to say a little more than that, okay, but that's a good place to start.
Smile, trust your heart, because we're not here to do battle with anything. We are here to understand and align with truth. And truth is what we're talking about when we use the word authenticity. I think especially in the political theater in the United States, they're starting to use the words authentic for Bernie Sanders and even for Donald Trump.
Which is almost, don't you love, though, the way that shows the compare and contrast of the word authentic?
Well, authentic in the simplest form means it's, you know, a true depiction.
Unfiltered.
Yeah. But I think in the political realm, what they're saying is it's believable. Mm. You know, to be authentic, I think they'd be better off if they just said, well, these people are a little more believable.
Yeah. Could be.
But here's the key. Your authenticity is your essential energy.
Mm.
Your authenticity is that which is truly you, that doesn't fade or distort or leave when you swap bodies. Because every once in a while, we pass out of one form into another.
Occasionally.
So you're
and sometimes we do that while we still have a body.
It can be. So your authenticity is truly your soul.
Yeah.
And that energy. And to the extent that the personality self, that the worldly identity can line up with the soul, it is more authentic. However, is it really who you are?
Well, you know, Shri, I'm listening as you're sharing, and what I'm hearing are all these people going, yeah, Shri, but how? You know, what you're saying sounds good, but the reality is that, you know, there is so much happening between the, you know, what is real, what isn't real? Am I going crazy? Am I not going crazy? What's happening on the planet right now? Are we being manipulated or not? And, you know, and I have to share again that if you're just joining us, We just posted within the past hour two new videos at YouTube. Official Shri and Kira is our YouTube channel. Please, please, please go watch them. Share them with your friends.
Yeah, leave a comment. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, tell us what you think, because we revealed a lot of things that we're not going to have time to reveal on the show, including the power of the multi-phase, or I guess I should say the phase-shifting multidimensional energies right now that are seeking to interfere. And this is why authenticity is so important, to recognize and understand that it is only our fear that prevents us from being. And here we are at a very powerful being moment on the planet. You know, March 2016 is that third, and I kind of giggle about the triple play of exploding energy, because we also have that third point of the Metronian star has opened. We've got our stabilizing tripod. And then you put right next to that authenticity, ascension, and politics. And it's like, what? Yeah, yeah. Well, what does that really mean? And where are we going?
Well, what it means is the more you line up with your authenticity, the less patience you're going to have for politics. That's what it means.
And, well, touche, Shri. Well said.
And the other thing to recognize is that we do coexist within various realms. And I'm specifically thinking about the density realm now.
Yeah,
you know, the world of taxes and politics. And,
oh, yuck.
And rush hour traffic and all of it. We need to be able to be at peace with it.
Yeah.
And that's really the bottom line. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't feel normal anymore. My friends don't think I'm normal.
Well, you know, that's actually a good sign, unless you're doubting yourself. And that's where that can become a challenge.
Well, true. And the first people to give you feedback that you've rocked the apple cart are your friends and family, who says you're behaving differently, you're acting differently, you're looking differently.
You add all of the above. And I like to refer to a lot of those as your partners in pain. Because in order to be authentic, it means that we have to recognize that if stepping into authenticity is a bold move, all right, let's just play with that for a moment, then the partners in pain that you have surrounded yourself with are going to be a little freaked out, because they want you to stay in that happy little circle. They want you to be a partner in pain with them. And this is why ascended authenticity, it invites a freedom through a conscious recognition of our inner truth. And then that needs to be followed up by a willingness to live it, express it.
Yep.
But what's immediately behind that is, oh my God, is this really happening, or am I making this up? Am I going crazy, or am I breaking free? And this is where it's important to find your support. Otherwise, you're a two-legged stool, and two-legged stools fall over.
Absolutely, they sure do. And one of the things about finding your support, this is truly a growth exercise.
Really true.
Authenticity, in its most blunt form, is lining up with the essential you, the essence of who you are, your soul. In its refracted form, meaning more worldly, it means being authentic with the fact that you do have feelings and thoughts and preferences.
Very true.
And
yeah, very
so
true.
An authentic person isn't going to pretend they're feeling one way when they're having an emotion that's contrary to their outer expression.
But one who is acting in that, or is in the ascended piece of that, will act in a manner that's respectful of others around them.
Well, true. So there's two pieces here. One is, are you congruent?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're feeling, and are you feeling empowered enough to share what you're feeling?
Exactly. Rather than hide it.
And then secondly, are you in a place where you must impose your point of view on others? Or are you able to say, I prefer, or I believe, and leave it there?
Yeah. I think that's a powerful gift.
Those are all aspects with what we're calling authenticity. Those are all different kind of avenues that feed into that overall. But the thing to remember is that if we can't trust ourselves, and if we aren't safe in expressing who we are, then it's time to stop. Maybe duck and cover.
Don't use that. Flashback. Duck and cover. Yeah. No.
It's really time to back up.
And if you don't know what we meant by that, good.
To back up and say, wait a minute. Why am I living such a deep compromise?
Well, true. You know, wow. You know, Shri, that's like a take your breath away statement. why am, I mean, ask yourself that. And really, if that's in front of you, then that's a question worth pondering and something we're going to be talking about a lot more during this show right now. Now, our lines are full. If you're trying to call in and you're not getting through, that's why. But as soon as we start getting to some of these amazing, beautiful beings that have already called in today, a line will free up for you to call in. And Sri, before we start talking to all of these authentically amazing, beautiful listeners that we have here at Sri and Kira Live, I wanted to share an email. And I wanted to share this email because here's what's so cool about this one. The subject line is synchronicities and miracles. And it literally showed up about a minute before we went on the air today. And I just giggled at everything in this email and the subject line and thought, you know what? I want to give a public blessing to this amazing email. And so, guys, I want to read this email. Came in to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Subject line, synchronicities and miracles. Dear Sri and Kira, I just wanted to share this photo with you. The first day of the Navigating Your Inner Matrix course. Now, that's the program Sri and I are currently teaching through March and April. I noticed a splash of violet under a tree in my garden, and I thought, isn't that appropriate regarding the violet flame? Then, after this week's class, I noticed they had opened up and looked just like the violet orchids we were visualizing. In 24 years of living in this house, I have never seen these flowers in my garden, and I feel they are a lovely omen for the course. And she sent a picture here, guys. They are stunning. The day before I started the January Unleashing Your Inner Radical course, this was another program that we taught in January that you can grab as a home study at shriandkira.com. I was going out to buy a journal when one arrived from my nephew's wife in China. It is covered in beautiful lilac fabric with flowers just like this on it and has gold pages and is far nicer than anything I would have bought that day. I call it my Sri and Kira journal, and it was a Christmas gift that had gotten delayed in the post. With love, blessings, and much gratitude, Claire from Belfast, Ireland. Well, Claire, I love your sharing. I love these flowers are amazing. Synchronicity and miracles indeed. That is the energy of authenticity. And indeed, that's why I wanted to open with this email today.
Well, I love it because sometimes we really get delighted by the little things, the little synchronicities that happen.
The miracles.
And they are miracles
nonlinear.
They're exactly. not part of the expected flow.
Well, don't you love that the diary, the journal got delayed until the day she was ready to go buy one? I mean, you got to love that. Or these violet flame flowers that she's not seen in 24 years are blooming and growing as she's taking the violet ray course. I mean, I love this.
Absolutely. And it's very important, I think, for all of us when we see these little miracles, when you see a bird feather, when the flower is peeking out through the grass and invites you to pause, to really inhale and take it in and go, I am a miracle worker.
Yes, you are.
And thank you, universe, because that's your angels and guides are just really working to get through the veil and smile with you.
Well, you know, and March is the month of action, right? And so Claire has taken a lot of positive action and is sending those signals to the universe. But here's the gift. She's seeing the signals coming back. And, you know, one of the things is the miracle team is really reconnecting with that. And I encourage all of you, please go visit TOSAMiracleTeam.com. That's TOSAMiracleTeam.com. Click on About Us. Click on Why Be a Part of Us. Read all the content. Have fun. Because when we declare to the universe, talk about an explosion of energy, a triple play of exploding energy. When we declare, I am a miracle worker, the universe goes, oh, then you're ready to be an active participant in receiving and creating miracles. And collectively, when we come together, that's how we change the planet. Just like collectively, every week we have the blessing of coming together with this amazing audience. And Sri, let's say hi to some of our beautiful people.
Absolutely. We're going to get started saying hello to callers. We'll begin at line one with L'Oreal from New Mexico.
Namaste, L'Oreal. Welcome to the show. Okay. Well, if you're there, we'll let Doug let us know about that. Let's just go right on to line two. And let's say hi to Colleen from Arizona. Namaste, Colleen.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
Smiling from ear and ear. Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay. I have been smiling from ear to ear listening to your show and feeling this expansive energy growing inside me. And I just want to say thank you. From the bottom of my soul and my esteemed sandals to the 33rd dimension, you guys, Sri and Kira, have been such a blessing to me, and I just send blessings back to you in a millionfold for everything you've done for me. I've been following your example, and this is my third day of fasting and gaining clarity for my new life. I have chosen very clearly to dissolve my marriage and move into a new state of living from my authenticity, realizing that I wasn't being authentic in my marriage relationship. And I have so many flags waving at me right now. Do I stay in Arizona where I have employment? Do I move across state lines or go to Utah where I used to live or somewhere new? I wrote down Denver, Colorado, and I don't know, but I've always thought I would move to Colorado someday. So I would so love a mini soul reading on my new expanded spacious life that I'm creating.
Oh, Angel, Colleen, we have tears in our eyes. I mean, first of all, we celebrate your courageous spirit and that look at the time you chose. Everything is going to support you right now. You're taking action in the time of action. You're building harmony during a very powerful harmonic energy coming up very quickly this coming weekend. Also, as you were sharing, I clearly heard, do not go back, go forward. So what that means is Utah is not where you would want to go right now. But I'm also hearing that where you may want to launch, meaning whether you stay in Arizona and launch further or expand further, whether you make a physical move or not, does not have to happen right now. They're saying your energy is still moving. You are still stabilizing. I don't know, how long are you intending on doing the fasting? Because they're giving me a number, and you need to do a minimum of 10 days. What have you decided on doing?
Well, I was going to do 3 days, but I will so do 10 days.
Yeah, and you know, and it doesn't have to be that strict, sweetheart. You could just do maybe 3 days of real fasting and then maybe 7 days of just veggie soups or something like that. But there's a magic for you in a 10-day clearing. And so allow that process to be beautiful and spacious and enjoy it. And if you stop enjoying it, then stop it. However, they just said there is a magic for you in that number because it's about the one and the eternal. And you are stepping into your eternal expanded presence. Amazing journeys ahead, Angel. Step forward, not backward. Keep moving. And I am so grateful that you got through today. We love you, Colleen. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you too. Both of you.
Namaste. And Sri, let's go back to line one. It looks like we have L'Oreal back.
L'Oreal's back. So
namaste, L'Oreal. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel. Welcome.
Awesome. Hey, so glad to be connected with you guys. I took a lot of workshops with you guys in 2010 and 2011. And I continued my spiritual journey so far, and I'm at a critical point right now. And it just brought back memories of working with you guys and how much that impacted me and how much, you know, like a miracle that was for me. And I'm so glad to be speaking to you guys right now.
Well, thank you. And we want to offer you a big smile and a hug for that reconnection. It's important also to know when it's time to raise your hand and say, I could use some feedback. I could use a sacred mirror is what we'll feel like.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
that is what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you were sharing, Angel, what I clearly heard was that it was such a perfect moment for you to connect today because everything going on in your life right now, it's funny. It's like they show me you and you're tearing off these veils. They're beautiful, but it's like you're ripping them off one at a time, all different colors and saying, I can see, I can finally see, and I am ready to be seen. And that this is the greatest gift you can give yourself right now, to clearly see and to allow yourself to be seen. And that's why you got through today. I also think it's why we had that moment of, are you there? Are you not there? Because it so mimics the energy that's going on around you right now.
Uh-huh. cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And so I would say flourish, go out, be seen, and let yourself see clearly that which is in front of you, because there is a vast amount of momentum that's right around you and waiting for you to say, I am here. You know, it's like, use the mantra of self-ascension again. I am here. I am ready. I am open. And you stick that staff in the ground, boom, guide me. And so you are guided.
I sure will. I will keep that in mind, in my heart.
All right. Namaste, Angel. Nice to hear from you.
Namaste. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Well, here we are. You know, it's an amazing thing when we start to really champion ourselves.
And indeed.
That's what I'm taking away from our last caller, is that our path of awakening, sometimes it gets started, it gets a certain comfort to it, and then we have a pitfall or a reboot or a boost, and then we move, and then we get into a comfort zone, and it's kind of that process of lift, relax, lift, relax.
Well, you know, I love that, because that's really what we're talking about today, and you know, it brings us back to kind of that energetic triple play we were talking about with authenticity, ascension, and politics, because politics is really a, let's just say, it's kind of a placeholder for external influence, external chaos. And so, you know, in order to really be authentic, it means that we have to discover what is real, what is true within. And in order to do that, we have to be free from external influences. And isn't that where most people get stuck, Sri? I mean, isn't that the most challenging piece, is how do we get rid of that voice, or the voices of external influence that are trying to, quite frankly, determine who we really are?
Well, you know, this is a broad topic.
It is a broad topic.
I want to just bring up a couple of things. Consider for a moment the difference between children today and children 20 years ago or more. And what I'm referring to is the school systems today have not really nourished the independent thinking, the autonomy of children as spiritual beings, learning how to get along in the world. The school systems are still trying to pound in belief systems and structures.
Oh my children. Goodness, yeah. And they're now even arguing about what those belief systems should be. I mean, you have conflicts on those state by state, country by country.
And yeah, there's a number of school boards in different states that are trying to rewrite history to suit a certain belief
are you being,
theology.
Right, and how are you being, you know, think about children all over the world. You have children, for example, like in North Korea, that are basically being taught one version of reality versus another version of reality, perhaps in a different continent. And so there is such a myriad of influence, let's put it that way.
Well, absolutely. And then you have the universal human needs. So let's just play with this for a moment. Every child needs to feel safe. And in the early years, your safety came from having an authority figure on your side. So consider whether that authority figure was your parents, and that your parents were loving and supportive, or whether the authority figure included a teacher or a coach. But when we're young and we have a grown-up, an authority figure who says, through their energy or through their words, that basically says, you can count on me. Mm-hmm. I accept you. You can count on me. And then they start pointing away a direction, and it becomes easy to fall into line with that direction. Now, the reason I bring that up is that the young ego, the young child, prefers that kind of system. Even though there's many rebellious kids out there that say, no, nobody's going to tell me what to do, they wouldn't know what they wanted to do if they weren't rebelling against that system.
Well, that's true.
You know, so, and ironically, they prefer having the authority figures in their life until they find out that they are their own authority. And what's going on in our world is that we're seeing these political figures that are trying to be the authorities, that are trying to steer the masses in so many ways, here's how we ought to handle migrants, here's how we are immigrants, and here's how we ought to handle immigration and healthcare. And in the United States, I'm stunned that so much airtime is given to Planned Parenthood, for example, because it's such a small, tiny budget figure. It is a the tiniest of expenditures.
Well, but I got to jump in here. But
it's
a
theological hotbed.
It's just a ridiculous way to try and make people feel impassioned over something that is divisive.
I have a more cynical point of view on this one. and that is,
and we're very pro Planned Parenthood. We'll just get that right out there.
But what I offer is, it's my belief that the political conservatives find Planned Parenthood and right to life topics safe to talk about because they don't affect anybody's pocketbook that is in the power system. Mm. So they're not messing with the businesses, the factories, the war machine. We'll keep our attention on these hotbed social theological topics, and it won't affect my funding. That's my cynical point of view.
So I have to just, I want to just kind of go, let's just take a turn from that for a moment, Sri. And the turn I want to take is, When you are experiencing the world around you, okay, because we're talking about this triple play energy that's out there right now. We're also building up to this crescendo, huge moment in March. Guys, we're not going to take up too much time on the show today, but I can't encourage you enough. Go to YouTube, go to our channel, Official Sri and Kara. Watch the two videos we just put out today, 2016 Ascension Energy Interference, big video. Sri did it. It's very powerful. Another video, March 20, 2016, Second Wave Ascension, New Revelations. Guys, you got to watch these videos because we are in such a powerful moment, and the beings that are seeking control or dominion of your authenticity, and that's why we called it, you know, Ascension Authenticity in Politics, are using every public figure, every public media outlet that they can to influence what you believe is real. And the only way you can break free of that is to remember that you are an absolutely free being with divine wisdom and the power and empowerment to create miracles every moment of every day. Yet the media and the politics and the circus that's out there wants to tell you something other than that. And thereby it leads to the ultimate interference, which is doubt.
Well, self-doubt is really the killer for
because it's
for
self-imposed interference.
Now, here's the thing. We, all of us, have times when we're uncertain of what is the best next step.
Very true.
That's different than self-doubt.
Yeah.
That's a sense of, I need to explore. I need a little more information. I'm seeking to cultivate a sense of security around a decision or a direction. Well, that means I'm willing to trust something inside that knows when I've found it. And that's really the magic.
But isn't that that's also, I'm laughing only because that's the Kali Yuga piece that says, but how do I know? How do I trust that?
Well, here's the deal. If you look in the outside world, you'll never know.
Exactly, guys. Take that in.
And the Kali Yuga is distorting politics, distorting the
distorting
media.
Distorting everything.
And what is false will seem true, and what is true will be occluded and seem unreal.
And will also be, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, what is real will be, oh, I'm worried about you. Oh, something's wrong with you.
And so what this does is it just keeps us coming back to the reality that we need our sacred time.
Exactly.
It's essential that we cultivate an inner guide. And I'm talking about that sense of beingness that where you feel congruent, where you feel at peace, where your heart is at peace and you have a smile on your face and you go, you know, I like my life, all is well.
Yeah.
And from that place, of course, you can make changes and surface changes and houses and careers and partners and all of those things. However, the essential energy is I am at peace with me.
That's the blessing, is to be at peace with yourself. And if you have those doubts and you have those fears, to authentically take a moment and witness them and recognize and smile, wow, look at the ego trying to control me.
That's right.
And it's like, okay, ego, you can relax. The soul's got it. I got it.
And fear is a very human thing. And we've talked about this before. You must look at the fear in order to dissolve the fear. Most people, when a little bit of anxiety starts to surface, they bubble into evasive action.
Warning. Evasive.
They start running away from whatever that situation is. The exact opposite is what will liberate you.
And that is so true. Now, you know, let's liberate a few more people from the phone line, Sri. So let's go up to line three and say hi to Mandy from Nova Scotia. Namaste, Mandy. Welcome.
Hello. How are you? I love you guys. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, well, we love you too, honey.
I get so nervous on this, so I wrote down my question. I was just looking for a little soul reading, hoping you can help me know what is blocking me from bringing everything together in my business and getting the information that I need.
Well, you know, I love that you're asking this question today, Mandy. I really do, because as you were, it's so funny, as you were sharing your question, I saw what looked like lots of little presents, and each one of them is like wrapped up in these cute little ribbons, and they were showing me, it almost looks like a desk, and all of these things are laid out in a straight line, yet they all have a common ribbon. It's like the bow, and it's so funny, they really want you to hear this, the bow on each little package is like that bow, that ribbon continues and ties the next one and the next one, and they're saying it's all in a row. You need to tie it together. And that the minute you take, you look at all these pieces and you stop looking at them linearly, it's like go outside the line, take the two ends, bring them together, create the circle. And in the middle, you will see that they're all ready to dance together. And they're saying that this is, it's more of an energetic, that it's like an energetic weaving that's very linearly focused. And they're saying that you need to stop looking at this linearly. And that the minute you do, it's like pull yourself out, look at it almost from the outside. You're going to see how all of this ties together. And it's going to be like dominoes, Angel. It's going to be like one's going to fall, one's going to fall, one's going to fall. And there, and also it's interesting that you're on line three, and that we're talking about energetic triple plays, because you are also resonating with the number three right now. And they're saying it is as easy as one, two, three. And within 3 days time of focused intent, you will discover the solution. And so it is.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much.
You are so welcome, my love. Namaste. And you know, Sri, I cannot believe we have so many people holding and so much going on. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Those of you online, hold on. We promise to get to you when we come back, and we'll be saying a lot more about this energetic triple play, ascension, authenticity, and politics.
Oh my.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring authenticity, ascension, and politics. And I want to tell you, we've talked a bit about authenticity and congruence. We talked a little bit about politics, a little tongue-in-cheek there. And I want to talk about ascension for a moment.
Well, you know, Sri, I think that's really important, because it's really important to authentically discover the essence of ascension. And this is a very, you know, it's almost like a hotbed topic, because there's so many opinions around it.
Well, there's opinions, and a lot of the victim energy turns into a savior mentality, and that the ascension or ascension energy becomes an event
Well, it becomes a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
For it's a lot, like, yeah.
Bury me in my suit because I'll need it when I ascend.
Well, or it doesn't matter what we're doing here because I'm righteous and I'm going to be whisked away.
There's all kinds of beliefs that have overlaid on this. But let's just take it at its most simplest level. And that is, from the moment we are born, we're ascending.
Oh, I love that. I just love that. I love that. It's so true.
And you can smile and look at this from just this very simple point of view. We're growing up, meaning ascending into adulthood.
We're becoming a big boy.
We're learning how to get along, and we're learning how to love ourselves, even though sometimes that comes a little later.
Well, I like when we move through the half years. You know, when your life is still in half years, you know,
how old are you?
I'm seven and a half.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm eight and a half. So we move from half years to full years to kind of decades.
and now they ask me, I say, I'm old enough.
Yeah, it's so true.
And so the ascension process is really part of creation.
Indeed.
You look at how a seed all of a sudden germinates and breaks through the husk of the shell, and the little green thing comes up, and every child has delighted in the flower in the,
your paper cup flower, your sunflower seed. That's so exciting.
And yet it's so instructive.
This
is indeed the journey of the soul in form, because a soul in form has to burst through the strictures and the friction of density.
The dirt, the muck.
In order to flower fully. Now, we all are carrying the energy of spirit, and that's infused in our form and our density. And even those who you may say, they don't seem to have a lot of light going on,
They do, but those are the ones. Do you remember going back to your little seed example? So you remember everybody had their little Dixie cup lined up, and you'd all run in and see. And some of them popped up really strong, and some were still carrying the shell on the blooming.
It's like an umbrella.
Well, exactly, but as you're talking about this, I'm thinking about what a perfect metaphor that some people are still carrying the husk. They still have the shell.
Yeah, they do. And so when we talk about ascension and the ascension escalator that's upon our cosmos right now.
And remember, this started March 2015. So we are in the 1 year moment right now, March 2016. And this is going to keep building through March 2022.
And so the overall energetic is one of lifting, ascension, lifting.
Propulsion.
And so there's so many symbolic ways of understanding that. We talked a little bit about how we grow up and we ascend. Well, it's the same with our emotional maturity. We learn to take the high road. We learn not to be so reactive or so selfish or oriented in a way that's limiting.
Mm-hmm.
And those are taking more ascended points of view. Well, so this process of ascension then is a natural one. And what I would like to suggest that you consider is that we ascend into our authenticity.
Well, because if we do not ascend into our authenticity, quite frankly, we are easily manipulated in the lower frequencies of fear and doubt.
That's correct.
And that comes into really big play when we're hiding. Because if we're not ascending into our authenticity, we're hiding behind the shell, the husk.
And so the interplay is really an amazing dynamic. It really drew me to understand and explore psychology for many years, is that when we have limiting beliefs, maybe very fundamentalistic beliefs, arbitrary or angry kind of beliefs, we tend to have the same emotions that go with them.
Well, we also have judgments.
Your judgments and your thoughts are mirrored by an emotional energy. When we become more artistic, more transcendent, more settled in life, and we appreciate the beauty of things, we seem to be able to have more you might say, abstract ideas, mm-hmm. more liberal ideas mm-hmm. that were more inclusive. We're willing. It's the difference between a grandparent and a parent. The grandparent just laughs and gives the child a hug when they make a mistake.
Hopefully.
the stereotype I like.
Okay, well, I was going to say, let's just clarify that.
Versus the parent who freaks out, oh my God, my child made a mistake. And that's what life experience does. It's a more ascended point of view. So I offer this to you. In the hopes that it reassures you a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't mess this up. You will ascend if you just relax the need to control.
The question is how you ascend and to let go of a fixed routine of ascension. I think that's one of the bigger misnomers or one of the Kali Yuga influences is
imposing a belief structure.
Well, that there's these factions of ascension, and you have people arguing about it. And you know, we actually address this in these videos, guys. I don't mean to be a broken record, but if you haven't gone yet to YouTube, check out the two videos we just posted today, 2016 Ascension Interference Energy, really important, and March 20, 2016, Second Wave Ascension. These are important videos to pay attention to because there is a lot going on right now, and it's really powerful. So what do we do? I mean, do we ascend or not? I mean, because the question is, if we ascend, what we're saying is we need to really anchor in our authenticity. And in order to anchor in our authenticity, we need that triple play energy, which means instead of ascension, authenticity, and politics or the external, it's ascension, authenticity, and me, myself, I, my ascended presence coming into union as the balancing pole, so to speak, on this integrated beingness.
Well, That is true, and there's just one caveat, and that is some folks are not choosing or are not ready to jump on that ascension escalator. There are people that are still resolving and playing out other frequencies, other energies, and it's important that we're able to love them and allow them to have their experience so that they may be complete with it. You know, each and every one of us goes through stages of development. We go through stages of maturation, and it's the same on the soul's journey. It's the same with the resolution of our karmic baggage.
Right.
Is that it needs healing. And so I'm not here to judge whether a person's doing it fast enough or right enough.
Anyone be judging that. That's really an important point.
It is important to recognize that each will choose and each will play out what they need for their soul's journey.
Absolutely.
And that story, that authenticity could actually evolve and change over a period of time.
And it normally does, especially the more that we expand and relax our fear. Because as we relax our fear and relax our doubt, the ones around us that were challenging us start going, hey, what are you doing? You're looking pretty happy. Hey, your life's looking pretty miraculous. Hey, you've been like, all of a sudden things are popping for you. And suddenly, instead of diminishing you, they're like, I want a little bit of what you have.
Well, it's called love.
It's called self-love and lack of judgment. Hey, let's go over and speaking of self-love and lack of judgment, let's go over and say hi to our beautiful, amazing callers that have been standing by so patiently. And let's tune in at line 4 with Dominique. Namaste, Dominique. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. What a fantastic time to be offering the Navigating Inner Matrix course that I'm in. Thank you so much. Like you said, this is a really good time to be taking that.
Yes, it is.
Yay! We're so glad you're with us on that.
Me too. So I've called in once before, and I just want to say I'm just really grateful that you were born, both of you. And I thought this might be a dynamic time to ask for a mini soul reading, as all sorts of subtleties seem to be unfolding with enchantment. I'm definitely noticing as I'm taking the NIM course, and as I'm noticing so many unfolding things happening gracefully, oftentimes when there's a lot of subtle things, it can amount to something big. And so I thought it might be good to call in and see if I get through to get a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful. And I'm just smiling, sweetheart, because of course you got through. as you were speaking, it was so cool because what I'm seeing, what they're revealing around you is that you right now are like illuminated in gold. I mean, everything around you is illuminated in gold. And in front of you is this beautiful violet pathway. And all I keep seeing is the word trust and the T-R-U-S-T are dancing in front of you. And they're saying, come dance with me. Come dance with me and keep dancing. And so the reason you got through was not because there's anything that I can share with you other than everything is lining up. And the more that you invite yourself to trust as it's lining up, the easier and the faster it's all going to, the word they want me to give you is coagulate. It is all coming together. And they're saying, if anything seeks to distract you, join us here again in your golden aura on your violet pathway with the letters trust are like in a crystalline color. And it's like you're dancing with them. It's like I watch them float between being a letter or a spirit being. And so allow it to be dancing, allow it to be beautiful, allow it to be harmonic and allow it to keep flowing. You're right on track, Angel. I'm so glad you got through. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. And really, I'm just calling to affirm my own intuition, but that's what we do. We help each other out. So thank you.
You're welcome, Angel. And thank you. Namaste. Well, Sri, let's say hi to another caller. Let's go to line five. Let's go to the other side of the country to Boston and say hi to Margie.
Hi.
Namaste.
Hi, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm also taking the NIM course, and I'm just loving it. I would like a mini soul reading about that I just recently retired, and I find that I've been being very inward and really loving it and really kind of being my divine self and getting away from the external voice. But I'm wondering when I'm going to go out. And I'm also wondering what about my throat chakra at this time. So I would like a little mini soul reading, please.
Well, first of all, thank you. Thank you truly for the honor of connecting with you today this way. I'm just delighted. And just really, my heart is so big around you because you're such a magical person. I mean, you are really magical. And there is this blessing for you right now in being with you and the evolution of you, because you are very much in a metamorphical, if that's a word, time. And what they're saying is that the throat chakra for you right now is clearing years of congestion and preparing for years of service, that you're going to have a much greater resonance is the word they're using, a much greater resonance and a much greater voice in the years to come. You are definitely in a moment of, acquiring energy. It's like you're in the Ascension gas station going, fill me up. And you're being filled. And they're saying soon enough, you will be on the other side of that with enough fuel for the journey and enlightenment for all. And so I would say be patient and be in that soft, subtle smile of trusting, because your flow is very, very divinely intuited and very soon. I mean, like, you know, they keep using the word soon. You're going to be on the other side of it and it's going to have a much greater smile. I need to say that it's just going to have a greater smile. It's like that soft smile of aha, and so it is. And so it is, my love. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Oh, namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Wow, Sri. You know, should we take one more?
Oh, I think so.
All right.
Let's head to line two, and we'll say hi to Mikey from California.
Namaste, Mikey.
I'm actually from Colorado, but
Hey, teachers. Mikey. Woohoo! Hi, Angel. So good to hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, we are hearing you. It's delightful.
I think it's a beautiful time to be alive. The energies are stronger now than they've ever been, and the beings are more available. I just have a few questions.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, yeah.
One of my questions is right now I feel as though I can heal almost anything. Can you see that in me at all, Kira?
I see a beautiful golden ignition. It's funny. You have this beautiful ascended heart. You know, the two intersecting infinite spirals are huge. And yeah, they're coming out of your heart and they extend way out. Like one of them extends way out around your arms and your hands and the other goes up and down. And so, yeah, you're definitely right now in the middle of this huge golden ascended heart presence. And it's very big. So yes, I do see that radiating from you very much.
My other question was, do you see anything financially changing for me in the future?
Thank you for asking. And what I can share with you is they're saying, yes, but not as soon as you might want in this moment, that there is a shift, but they keep talking about late summer, like it's around August, and that energy is, they're saying that you're actually in the manifestation of that energy now, but the manifestation of that is going to be, they just keep saying late summer. And I just keep seeing, it feels to me like August. It just feels like August. And so there is this, but the momentum, Mikey, I want to be very clear. The momentum is right now. It's like everything you're doing right now is going to manifest in late summer. And so, yeah, that's what they're revealing, and I'm honored to share. Thank you for asking.
Oh, can't thank you enough. I love you both for what you do.
Oh, and we love you, my angel. Just feel my arms. I am holding you and hugging you and always carrying you in my heart. Thank you, angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
namaste.
I meet you in my meditations sometimes.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
All right. Good to connect again.
It's so good to connect again. And we're going to, I cannot believe we're almost at the end of the show.
And let's see, I think we can say a little bit about the energy of these times and the time we have left, because I'm kind of looking at the quality of the calls, the questions and things that are going on.
Amazing.
And it all is playing out in a congruent fashion. Now, so let's just recap for a moment. The political game in the United States especially has turned into theater, not actual debate and statesmanship. And that's been going on for a little while.
I'm sorry to be laughing, guys, but I know you're all here in this one.
But the reason we bring it up and the reason we want to talk about it is it's a direct reflection of what ascension doesn't look like. and yet, in the face of the snake oil or the deception energy of the spin, you know, of I'll say whatever will get me votes rather than authenticity.
Yeah, it's like so far the other way.
When we begin to see that, we start honing our discernment filters. And this is why it's encouraging to see so many young people that are stepping forward and saying, hey, I want something real.
I'm feeling the burn.
And the closest candidate that has offered them that, at least for a lot of these young folks, is Bernie Sanders.
Well, and he's the one that's using the authenticity word, and it's really kind of fascinating.
And of all the candidates, he's the one who's been congruently who he is for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And so people can trust that there isn't a lot of deceptive manipulation going on.
And, you know, the reason we're bringing this up is not so that we can say, hey, we endorse Bernie Sanders, although I won't deny that I really enjoy him. What I would like to share with you is that there are entrances that are happening in the world of density, that while the polarity is getting worse and while the energies are growing, and please, please, please go to our station at YouTube, Official Stream Kira, watch the two new videos. There's a lot happening and it's going to get intense. However, Kali Yuga does not need to have the last laugh. We can laugh with her because we can be empowered to stand up and say, we get it. We are here. We are ready. We are open and we are guided to move forward in our authentic expression as divine beings, having a human experience, standing in our empowerment and unable to be injected with doubt and fear by anything that seeks to rob us of our dominion.
And so, beloved ones, look at those people with whom you can feel peace. Look at those spiritual practices that support you in your beingness. Gather together with those who are coming from a place of love and respect and allowing you to flower. As Gandhi said, there are as many religions on the planet as there are people. Each of us is a church unto ourselves.
You know, indeed. And find beings that support your miracle presence. Go to TOSA Miracle Team, TOSAMiracleTeam.com, and hang out. Go look. Find your connection and then be it, live it, know it. And as you do, you will build such a strong bridge to the divine within that nothing, there cannot ever be a fear. There cannot ever be a doubt. There will not be anything that can take away your authenticity, your ascended presence, and the beingness of who you are.
And so, beloved ones, as we take a deep breath together, letting that smile come to your face, may you know that all is truly well. Let's see you next week. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.